For this week's community campfire sesh, my name is Mitchell Elliott. I'm joined by my co-host, John Burdick.
How's it going, Mitch? John? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Happy 3rd of July. We're excited for this group that's coming out of Boise, Idaho. Sunsmith blends dub reggae, rock, and hip-hop into a sound that's both smooth and hard-hitting. They're known for bringing high energy to every performance and connecting with audiences wherever they play. Here with us is Brett Thorpe, the lead singer of Sunsmith. Welcome to the program.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Of course, man. So tell us a little bit about your band. How many members are in there? How long you guys been playing for? And how did it all get started?
So basically, we're a four-piece band. I play guitar, sing, rap. We usually have bass, drums, and keys. It actually started off with me making beats in high school. And then I started rapping a little. And then I kind of hit a turning point where I wanted to add instruments. And I was listening to a lot of reggae. It was kind of pulling me out of a dark place in my life. And it just sort of blended its way into my music, you know, like a mix of hip-hop, reggae, throw some ska in there, throw some punk in there, you know, mix it up. We started playing in 2019 and we pretty much played everything you can do here in Boise. So we're excited to branch out.
Nice.
Come hang out in Utah for a few days.
Well, we're excited to have you. You have a couple shows coming up today, July 3rd. It's going to be Flanagan's on Main. And then tomorrow on Independence Day, you're going to be over at Snow Basin for Blues and Brews over there. So what's the reggae scene like up in Boise? Is there a scene there that you guys have nestled yourself into?
Yeah, there's a few bands. I would say us, Dozy Dubs, Bet on Red is a band that they do like ska, some reggae. But I think we've been the most active band here in the last 6-7 years.
It's cool that you guys are doing that up in Boise. It's not like your typical reggae scene, which helps you probably stand out a bit. But like, how do you differentiate your band, Sunsmith, with other reggae bands?
I would say we probably have a lot more like hip hop influence, since that's kind of like what my roots were. And a lot of the songs I've made on my computer, where I do the drums, I do the bass, do the keys, all that, use samples, you know, but the live versions of those songs sound a lot more alive. I would say everyone says we sound a lot better live than the recordings.
And you're like, well, the recordings sound pretty good too.
Right. Pull a lot of influence from Sublime, Bob Marley. I started off trying to kind of do the Jack Johnson vibe, but I realized my voice wasn't really fit for that. And then everyone started saying, you sound like Bradley from Sublime. And so it just kind of naturally fits that vibe. I feel like I try to harness that Sublime energy whenever I can, also keeping it original, you know?
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your writing process. How do you put these songs together? How's that work?
Yeah, so I've made songs off of a bunch of different programs. Basically, what I'll do is I'll start with like a cool sounding beat and try and get a bass line in there. And then I'll just play around with different types of like reggae, like ska guitar styles. And I like to do it all in one project for the most part. I feel like every time I try and write a whole song out and then I take it into my studio, it always ends up turning out different. So I just kind of write in the studio while I'm recording and I just try different things. Seeing what the final version is going to sound like before I even make it, I'll just sit in there for hours. Time doesn't exist. And I'll just keep tweaking with it till I get it to where I like it, you know?
Yeah. Well, we'd love to hear some of your music to kick off the day today. Is there a song that you want us to listen to first here on the Community Campfire?
Well, I think the world needs a little bit more happiness, and I think Smile would be a good one.
Well, Brett, thank you so much for
one
there.
I'm smiling.
I'm feeling good. It's going to be a great long weekend here. Hopefully all of our listeners out there enjoyed that one as well. Smile by Sunsmith right here on KPCW. Brett, can you tell us a little bit about how that project came together for that track there in particular?
I was actually playing a show. We do this show up at Bogus Basin, which is like the ski resort around Boise. And there's camp spots up there. And, you know, our band played. We had kind of a trippy night. I woke up the next morning with an acoustic guitar and it just came to me. I was just kind of strumming the first chords of it. And then our drummer, Junior, he did the drums and the percussion. I did the bass guitar and the vocals. This is during COVID when things were kind of dark for a lot of people. So we just wanted to write something that was happy, uplifting, something that kind of hits a wide array of audience, you know, just wanting to uplift people because I felt like during COVID, there was a lot of like negativity. That was kind of the goal of that song, to just write something everyone can relate to.
We're curious, what are you guys working on right now?
Yeah. So we're kind of trying to capture the whole package to where we're building our online presence. Also, we're always making new music. We're kind of trying to roll out singles from our new album that we've been sitting on and tweaking for the last couple of years. So we got a new music video coming out called Side Quest. We actually filmed it at the Idaho State Penitentiary in Boise. and it's kind of like known for being haunted. Yeah, it's going to be a cool video.
You got an album coming out?
We're thinking of trying to roll out a song once every couple months leading up to the album and really promote it. And yeah, that's just our goal, is to just keep going, keep spreading the love, you know?
Is there any like particular show that sticks out in your head as like, that was a crazy night, or something went wrong on stage and you kind of had to like adjust on the fly or something like that?
I feel like nothing ever goes to plan, so you kind of just have to adapt on the fly. But I play a Floyd Rose Fender Stratocaster, which basically means when you break a string, it just completely goes out of tune. So there's been times where I broke a string and had to just rap the rest of the song and then change the string on stage. And yeah, it's just a nightmare. But you got to pull it off like you're not struggling, like you're not fighting for your life up there.
Yeah, like you meant to do that. Yeah, I meant to break my high E string. We're fine.
It's always the high E string every time, too. I don't know why.
That's the thinnest one, man. You just keep wailing on it. You never know what's going to happen. Well, Brett, thank you so much for taking a little time with us and talking about your music and your experience and stuff.
Hey, where can people find your music or follow you and see where you're going next?
You can follow us on Instagram at sunsmith__. We're on Facebook, Spotify, YouTube Music, everything basically. If you just type in Sunsmith, you'll find us.
And if you're looking for something to do this weekend, tonight they're going to be over at Flanagan's on Main, and then Snow Basin tomorrow for Blues and Brews. What song should we play to finish here on the community campfire today?
We should probably go with our number one hit, Red Eye Jedi.
Red Eye Jedi. And what's the story behind this one?
I was kind of messing around in my room. I didn't even get to master it because the power went out. So I exported a version of it, and that was basically the best version I got. And I was just showing my friends, like, look, this is funny. I made this song. I ended up releasing it on an album called Red Eye Jedi with a bunch of other pretty much demo songs that I had made. It stood the test of time somehow. It's just kind of a mix of reggae, stoner, hippie. It just kind of funny, though.
Yeah. Well, we're excited to hear it here on the show today. Again, Brett, thanks for spending some time with us today.
Yeah, it's an honor. Thank you so much for having me.